Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Holler to him, man. Yeah.
Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the snatching heart, the Jack and Mark. And the punk police can't face the emergency. We can have peace, some safety. But right now, I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottle, I'm gonna get up. Cause it's time to make the payback back to my brothers on the block. Better stay strapped, black. And accept no substitutes. I bring troops to the youth, tear a roof over the whole school. Home door, I'm on the journey of the cheek. In case they can't see us, while we burn the other week. Now we got them in the smash, blast. I'm on the last to the pro, getting more cash. Until
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks in Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish, I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Paula's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, father, dead. With kids and I wish I was dead. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and exodus mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness, I've struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna plead this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why
DNA.
I claim that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than race has done in recent years.
I live about my fucking life. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, American. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how this when you in the matrix. Out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors. Beaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather calls. Only Lord knows I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter's rock, wearing sandals. Yoga on the Monday, stretches in the planner. Watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes. Phone never on, I don't camera stay. I don't compromise, I just penetrate. Sex, money, murder, these are the breaks. These are the times, level number 9. Look up in the sky, tennis on the way. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the lot of cake. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder,
I'm coming to you live from WRBG Radio. Tonight we got a special speaker for you. He's an up-and-coming artist. He's one of the new leaders and starting trends. Hold on one moment.
Hey, 2 minutes. They ready for you, bro. Yeah, they ready. Everybody in there?
Attention, all soldiers, come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard, cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the one that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say, Lord, you can step ripping for the devil. You can see death in line. You got nine, love yourself. Yes, a queen, yes, your people, yes, a savior. What if you don't know your culture, come and let me activate you. Circulate the black dollar, keep the black dollar black. We were taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's down. See that job that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dream. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep the culture, it ain't hard as it seems. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by enemies next. Since the last week, we know Omega showed us that we're royalty. And garments sack the bread and bars of boats to set us free. When I see noise, what a step, ripping, come to the devil. What you see, you pass the lies, you got lies, you just sell. You're the king, you're the queen, you're the people, you're the rock. Tell the power to start a business, build a black economy. They bring guns, they bring dope, alcohol, too.
to the hood. They want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us and we gon' operate on us.
When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the dealt. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. You's a king, you's a queen, to your people, you's a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
But don't scare Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you. Bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this, and it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim.
Slavery, when black people like me talk to the slaves, they didn't kill them. They send some old house Negro along behind him to undo what he said. You have to read the history of slavery to understand this. There were two kinds of Negroes. There was that old house Negro and the field Negro. And the house Negro always looked out for his master. When the field Negroes got too much out of line, he held them back in check. He put them back on the plantation. The house Negro could afford to do that because he lived better than the field Negro. He ate better, he dressed better, and he lived in a better house. He lived right up next to his master in the attic or the basement. He ate the same food his master ate and wore his same clothes. And he could talk just like his master. Good diction. And he loved his master more than his master loved himself. That's why he didn't want his master hurt. If the master got sick, he'd say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick?" When the master's house caught a fire, he'd try and put the fire out. He didn't want his master's house burned. He never wanted his master's property threatened. And he was more defensive of it than the master was. That was the house Negro. But then you had some field Negroes who lived in huts, had nothing to lose. They wore the worst kind of clothes, they ate the worst food, and they caught hell. They felt the sting of the lash. They hated their master. Oh, yes, they did. If the master got sick, they prayed that the master died. If the master's house caught a fire, they prayed for a strong wind to come along. This was the difference between the two. And today you still have house Negroes and field Negroes. I'm a field Negro.
In order for you and me to devise some kind of method or strategy to offset some of the events or a repetition of the events that have taken place here in Los Angeles recently, we have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. And it is because of our effort toward getting straight to the root that people oftentimes think we are dealing in hate.
We are oppressed. We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against a common enemy. Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate? you should ask yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you?
Power Black Nation. Welcome to New Black Panther Party Radio. Right Black with us here on day 542. Powered by the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. You're live here with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq. To everybody that is listening to this broadcast all across this nation, we welcome you, family, Black Power, here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Visit our national website, mbpp.org. Join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And for all those listening here tonight, it's very important here. It's a very important broadcast. As we open up tonight's broadcast on our topic, Black Nation Preparedness, and give clear direction in the midst of storms and constant war on the head of a Category 1 hurricane that is moving through the Gulf right now, expected to make landfall onto the onto this continent, onto this side in the Gulf as a Category 4 Hurricane Ida. We want to get into this at the top of the hour, and throughout this broadcast tonight, we'll talk about this because once again, we see just as in 2006, you know, even more crazy, family, is, you know, just in 2006, and August, it will be 2 days from now, Hurricane Katrina, we call Hurricane America, made landfall in the U.S. So we have to look at this. It's a very serious storm that is coming. It is in the Gulf and has made landfall in Cuba, and as it moves, it is forecast to gain strength and continue, and at a Category 4, that's winds of 140 miles per hour. We need to be prepared. We should have been prepared. We're going to talk about Black Nation preparedness here tonight on New Black Panther Party Radio. Again, it looks like, you know, once again, family, we'll repeat these things throughout the broadcast, that the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and the surrounding parishes and that part of Louisiana, we'll get into these exact parishes and areas that are in danger. But the forecast is in general saying from the Gulf of the Texas Gulf all the way to the Florida Gulf. So, you know, states all the way from Texas to Florida are in danger of this hurricane, but it is coming directly into the state of Louisiana, out of the Gulf. We're going to get into this. We're going to continue to talk about Black Nation preparedness, get clear direction, not only for this, but this COVID-19 playing biological weapon. You're live here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Press the number 1. To go live with us here tonight on New Black Panther Party Radio. We want to hear from our comrades in Louisiana. We want to hear from our comrades because we know with these storms also comes, you're going to have power outages. You're going to have gas shortages. You're going to have traffic jams as people are beginning to evacuate. So we want to hear from those in Louisiana. We want to hear from those in these forecasted regions and areas and parishes. We're going to get into this. We open up this broadcast here tonight. We will remind everybody this broadcast is going to get into this hurricane out of this made landfall. We'll start with the National Hurricane Center. Well, let's look first at some of the, before we get into the actual definition of this tropical, it's a tropical storm out of, it's a hurricane. Now, it is a hurricane as of today, and life-threatening storm surges, heavy rainfall, hurricane force winds are expected to hit Louisiana coastline on Sunday. And that would be the date to Hurricane America. Many of you know it's Hurricane Katrina that came with, you know, the same force winds and the same destructive force. We continue to look at this hurricane that is coming into the Gulf, into Louisiana. A hurricane warning is in effect for Western Cuba, where it's already made landfall. And those of our beautiful African people, African communities in Cuba, are feeling the power and the devastation of this storm. The hurricane's maximum sustained wind were about 75 miles per hour as of today, according to the National Hurricane Center. Nearly all of Louisiana and Mississippi South Coast are under a hurricane watch in those areas, plus Alabama's coast under a storm surge watch as well. Again, the National Hurricane Center expects the storm to reach major Category 4 status with winds of at least 140 miles per hour. When it makes landfall, it's possible the storm could even be stronger. So, I mean, this is a very dangerous, a very powerful storm that is coming in And it's in our minds that it is making landfall, what, 15 years to the date of Hurricane America? Oh, man, Sister Crystal, our national chairwoman, that's powerful, comrade. Can you hear us?
Yeah, Black Power, we just said it just a few days ago. If y'all remember on this broadcast, I reminded everyone, you know, to be getting supplies together because, you know, not only with the coronavirus going on, with the famine that's coming upon us, but also because this is the hurricane season. And I reminded everyone that not only did Hurricane Katrina, which we call Hurricane America, hit on August 29th, but also on August 29th, 4 years ago, we were hit here in Houston by Hurricane Harvey. And so, you know, this is the time period when this typically happens. So we reminded everyone to go ahead and get your supplies. Everyone in the Gulf Coast, from Texas all the way to Alabama, we need to be having our supplies stacked up. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't placed your orders now, make sure you place your orders tonight for water and dry goods. Make sure you have your generators gassed up. If you have not, if you're going to be leaving, you need to go ahead and leave tonight, no later than tomorrow morning. This is the thing. Hurricane Katrina was not even a Category 4. Do y'all know how we have not had a Category 4? Hurricane Harvey was not a Category 4. They are downplaying the calamity that this is going to unfold. The highest that we've had in all these calamities has been a Category 3. A Category 4 is going to be catastrophic. And I'm saying this in the most calm manner because we must remain calm, but this is very serious. This is indeed a very serious matter. Take heed. Go ahead and start making. If you're in the projected path, go ahead and move. Head up north, you know what I'm saying? Northwest, you know what I'm saying? Based on how this thing is going to go, get your money together and shit, go to Dallas or something. I wouldn't even say go to Atlanta at this point. Go to Dallas. I'm telling everybody, go to Dallas. You do not want to be in the path of this hurricane. And we're no better here in Houston. We're right on the skirts of it. So we're going to definitely have storm surge. We will definitely have storm surge. We must go ahead and make our preparations now to start. If you don't live on a two-story location, if you do live in a two-story location, move all of your main supplies, not your generator. Leave the generator outside. The generator must be outside, away from the window, away from the door. Have your extension cord running through. But whatever window is running through, do not let there be the window where the gas room can seep into your home. Have your 100-foot extension cord connected to this generator if this is the path that you're going to have to use. But store everything high if you cannot leave. And get to high ground. But we suggest the most wisest thing to do is to get the hell up out of there. Get the hell up out of there. It's like we're just going to have your Labor Day a week early. Just take a couple of days, you know what I'm saying, a weekend off and get away. Fill up that gas tank and get on up out of there. I don't give a damn if you got to make a reservation at a Motel 6 for 2 days. Go ahead and make those arrangements. That's the first thing we're going to tell you, is to get out of the line of fire. But if you so choose or not have the capacity to move or to move around because you don't have the capacity, that's one thing. But because you just want to say you're just going to tough it out, and then you're using foolish moves, you're going to put people in jeopardy that are going to have to come in and search for you. A Category 4, we have not had a Category 4. Go back and look at the track record. The storms that we've had thus far have been, the highest we've had has been a Category 3. And those have been catastrophic. Can you do some, pull up Hurricane Harvey, somebody. Pull up Hurricane Katrina, you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, hopefully, I'm sorry. This is so rude. I had something stuck in my tooth. I had to just brush right quick. But hopefully, this will not, hopefully the weather people are wrong, but we can't just count on hope. You'd be a dope to be counting on hope. I mean, they have been wrong before. And they've been absolutely right before. And things have been underplayed. That's just like the dirty game that these crackers play. They got some people, some schools, telling the children, they're actually handpicking which schools can have people home and people not home. What fucking kind of shit is that? You're dealing with some evil-ass people. You sitting there waiting on the white man to tell you to get the hell up out of there, and the Category 4 coming? What do you see, Brother Catcher? Let's get some updates on what the
I want to get the actual projected areas. I'll read the public advisory from the National Hurricane Center. A storm watch warning is in effect for East to Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, Louisiana, to the Mississippi-Alabama border, Vermilion Bay, Lake Bourne, Lake Pontchartrain, and Lake Maurepas. A hurricane warning is in effect for Cuban provinces of Pinar del Rio and Artemisia and the Isle of Youth.
Hold on 1 second. Let me be clear. The first place that he just named, that is New Orleans. Lake Bourne is to the east of New Orleans. Lake Pontchartrain is to the north of New Orleans. So that is New Orleans in particular. That is most definitely the city of New Orleans. I wonder what they would say to the lake. Go ahead, brother.
All right. Okay, so then coming out of Cuba, there's a hurricane warning in effect for Intercoastal City, Louisiana, to the mouth of the Pearl River, Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Maurepas, and as you just said, Sister Crystal, the metropolitan New Orleans area. A storm watch is in effect for Sabine Pass to Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, Louisiana, Mobile Bay. A hurricane watch is in effect for Cameron, Louisiana, to west of Intercoastal City, Louisiana, the mouth of the Pearl River to the Mississippi-Alabama border. A tropical storm warning is in effect for Cuban provinces.
Hold on 1 second. Now that Pearl River, let's break these territories, because that Pearl River, that river goes all the way up by Monroe. That river goes all the way up right there by Shreveport and through Mississippi. So that means it's going to be, we're looking at a storm surge. It's exactly what we said. That little cone is from, we might as well just say Louisiana to Alabama. Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Go ahead. I'm just giving y'all I want y'all to have a glimpse in our terms. I don't know why they're using this weird, how they're using these rivers. Don't you think?
Right. And you know, it's crazy, Sister Crystal, because, you know, there's people, you know, like myself who haven't lived, you know, in one of the most affected areas of the Gulf. You know what I'm saying? The furthest I've ever lived prior to this was Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of us that we're hearing this stuff, but unless we're talking to somebody that's from here, you really don't understand how widespread this thing is. Because as I'm reading this, I'm like, okay, I know some of these, but I'm not able to connect the dots like you're doing it. So please interrupt. Please. You know what I'm saying? We gotta understand this. You know what I'm saying? A tropical storm warning is in effect for three Cuban provinces, Montezos, Mayan, Bacon, Havana, which is the capital of Cuba, Cameron, Louisiana, to West Intercoastal City, Louisiana, mouth of the Pearl River to the Mississippi-Alabama border. A tropical storm warning is in effect for Mississippi-Alabama border, border to the Alabama-Florida border. A storm surge warning, and this is what the actual word means. The storm surge warning means there's a danger of life-threatening inundation from rising water moving inland from the coastline during the next 36 hours in the indicated region. And then it gives it says a life-threatening situation. Persons located within these areas to take all necessary action to protect life and property from rising water and from other potential dangerous conditions. They say a hurricane warning means that hurricane conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area. A warning is typically issued 36 hours before the anticipated first occurrence of tropical storm force winds. Conditions that make outside preparation difficult or dangerous. Preparations to protect life and property should be rushed to completion. They give they say a hurricane watch means that hurricane conditions are possible within the area. A watch is typically issued 48 hours before the anticipated first occurrence of tropical force winds. Conditions that make outside preparations difficult or dangerous. And then that ends their the National Hurricane Center's public advisory. So you're talking about it, Good.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead what you were saying because I'm trying to
I'm just sitting here thinking about it. You know, I'm reading this here. Hurricane Harvey was supposed to be a Category 4, but when it made landfall in Houston, they said it was actually a tropical storm. That's what I just read about Hurricane Harvey. So it didn't even, you know what I'm saying, when it got into Houston, it wasn't what was forecasted when it was in over the ocean. Same thing with Hurricane Katrina. It was said to make landfall as a Category 5. Then it was reduced, like Chris said, to Category 3. So nothing has made landfall at a Category 4 in these areas that we're talking about. You know, by the time they reach, they're usually...
There have been Category 4s, but it's been like 1920, 1940, and it was very devastating. It mildly wiped the city.
Yeah, I've seen something that happened a long time ago, yeah. Not a long time ago, but
Hurricane
a few decades ago.
Hurricane Betsy, well, before we were born, before our generation, and it mollywopped the city. You heard me? So, what we're dealing with now, brothers and sisters, fuck. Man, it's agitated my, tooth in kind of way. What we're dealing with now, brothers and sisters, we can't take this for granted. I see, you know, I really wish people would go ahead and start giving us reports from the area. If we have anybody on the phone from the different regions, go ahead and start giving us reports of what's being reported because we are getting our information secondhand via the media, like the national media. So if anyone is online in those regions that can give us a more a update as to what's going on, what's being said in the actual cities, it would be very very helpful at this moment. Do we have anybody online?
No, we don't have anybody express one in that area online right now.
Okay, I know we're having a call later, a national call with the different officers. What we'll do is we'll put a black, we'll put a black nation alert, a black cross alert. Put a black cross alert out. And then we'll do it. If we have to do a consistent broadcast on tomorrow or throughout the weekend, we'll do that. Not just for the 2 hours, we might have to do a consistent broadcast, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's how this whole, you know, continues
to make it happen. Well, I mean, even further than just a nightly, as this storm is going on,
right.
We need to see what it requires for us to do a longer broadcast during these days. So let's check on that.
Right.
So, hold on one second, fam. I'm literally y'all see me, I have to brush my teeth, get some out of my tooth, and I'm getting ready to go check on something right quick. While this is going
on. One thing I want to bring, because we look at these stones, and it's like you'd be remiss when these calamities happen to not mention the historical efforts of the enemy, you know, to take the conditions of these storms. Like Sister Crystal said, on both ends is wicked, you know, because they have been guilty already of lying about the possible level that the destruction of the calamity, or they have manipulated the conditions, blowing levies, sending trained armed mercenaries and United States National Guard into New Orleans and surrounding parishes, and even into Texas, and to in many cases that have been proven, shoot and kill black people, unarmed black people that are trying to get out of dangerous, life-threatening conditions. You know, we can't discount the tactics that they use. They're not to be feared, but at the same time, this is why we have to have clear direction. You know, we're not going to wait on these people to say, get it together. And we never have. Leading up to this broadcast, we have been talking about being prepared, getting our water, getting our dry goods. You know, it's like we've been on the frequency of Mother Nature. We know that around this time, this is when we see these storms start to come into the Gulf, start to, you know, ramp up coming out of the ocean. I mean, the forecast of it, you know, they forecast it. It's just business. It's just they're giving the statistics, the areas. There's no mention of the fact that in these areas, those of our people in these same areas that we're talking about, that we've named, that Sister Crystal clarified, many of them have still are yet to recover from the damages of the last storm. And not for no reason, not by lack of effort, not by lack of capability, not by lack of trying, they asses off. But the constant oppression that this government continues to manipulate the conditions to this day. But they have, you know, used storms against our people, and it's bad enough that it's already happening. So we urge our people in these times, we have to be clear on our direction and let's carry out the things that we're being told, because family, as this is saying, we're saying it in a calm manner, but it's not a situation to be played with or to take lightly. Same with the COVID-19.
That's right. You know what? I want to say real quick, and I'm going to jump back off. That's why they're not being specific with the locations like that, because they, look, America's getting their ass kicked. America is on the decline. This is the fall of America. All of the signs of the rapture are happening. Hurricanes going on, fucking monsoons in the desert, the burnings over in California. All of the signs of the rapture are here. All of them. But they're not going to COVID it. So that's pestilence. Plagues. Pestilence. All of the signs of the rapture are here. But they're not going to say, hey, this is the rapture, everybody. Just going about your business. It is here. And we want you to be on point. We don't want you to be all spooked out. We need you to take care of your business. We're not going to allow any foolishness. Come on. We're not going to sit here and say, all you need is Jesus. No. Of course we call him our Creator and the Most High. Of course, we are spiritual people, but if you're sitting there, we're not gonna push no slave narratives. We need to recognize who the enemy is. You need to recognize that the Most High is coming down on this nation, and is being crippled by his own wickedness. But that is not for you to fret and to be afraid of. You need to prepare if you want to survive what's going on. But if you fall to the bullshit, if you're running scared, if you don't prepare, if you don't take warning, take heed, we've had people within our home where we tell you what to do, and you go out and do the exact opposite, and you cause harm on other people, We tell you over and over, and you try to be slick or think you know what you're doing and you don't. And it's affecting all of us. Get your head out the sky. Don't be so blind to who you with or what you're doing that you're not paying attention to foolishness. It's not cute to be a dumbass. It's not cute. You will cause life to be taken and affecting multiple lives. No, fuck that. Stop being weak. We are at war. Anybody got time for no scary weakness? Get it together. We don't have time for no foolishness. Get it together. We must be a wise. We must be courageous. And we must be righteous. We don't need no dumbassness going on. Even in the 48 layers of power, say stay away from the foolish and the from the dumb. I'm paraphrasing. I'm fucking it up. Is anyway, stay away from dumb and janky people. Seriously. Get your head in the ground, your head in the clouds. You know, come to reality. Snap. Wake up. Wake up out of it. Focus, people. Everything that they can launch at us, they're launching. And why are they doing it? Why all these disasters are coming? You would think that a government or a nation or a people would try to atone and get it together. No, not these devils, not these crackers. They know their time is up, and they want to take everybody with them. And if you're a cracker worshiper, you follow the ways of the white man, you're a dumb coon or a neocolonialist or a dingbat, any of those things are going to get you fucked up. And we would not allow you to do that to our people. It's sad. It's going to get real bad, yo. It's going to get worse. It's going to get far worse before it gets better. And who's going to survive it? Are you getting your shit together? You got your weaponry together? Have you been studying? You got your supplies together for your keep your immune built up? Are you taking it? When you're going out in public, are you taking those precautions? Are you covering yourself up? Are you covering yourself up? If you're around the Neanderthals, you are definitely highly contagious, around a situation that could cause high contagion. Be exercising and utilizing all precautions. It's better to have and not need than need and not have at any time and any day. At any time and any day, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. Have your gloves on and your mask when you're out in public. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. And if you so happen to slip, make the necessary precautions and contain yourself while you check to see what your situation is. Do not expose other people. Be honest. Be honest. This is very serious. Do you know that this virus is so serious? It's got the HIV things in it. Now you have to go and rebuild your body immune up. It's not a death sentence. It's not a death sentence by any means. You're going to have to rebuild your immune system up. Take those, the supplements that help to build your interferon and the natural interferons in your body. Take those nutrients that build your system up. And whatever nutrient deficiencies that you may have come across, you know what I'm saying, take those things to build those nutrients back up. We can get through this. We can fix this. It is not doom unless you're a fool. unless you're following the devil, unless you're following the cracker. If we would take heed, we would get through this. And we're going to find out what we need to do to help our people who are falling for this, this, you know, this gullibleness with this. But unfortunately, if we don't, what are you going to, are you prepared for that? Are we prepared for when our loved ones start getting really sick from this virus? These are some things that we got to deal with, family. But right now, in this day and hour, our most immediate threat in the Gulf region is this Hurricane Ida that's coming through. Get your water. Get your charcoal. Get your old Smokey and put it up high until the storm passes. Because then after the storm passes, you have to go with days without any electricity. One very important thing you folks need to do, now is the time to clean the tub out and fill it with water. And fill up your water and make sure you have gallons of water. You might have some, get the jugs that you have now and have the gallons of water filled up that you might need to bathe with or wash your ass with and have that separate from your drinking water. You can do that now. Take empty containers and just go ahead and fill those jugs up and put them up high in case there is flooding. And after the storm is over. But if you're in the area, some areas, I mean, the water's going to get to the roof. If you're along that lower line area, get the hell up out of there. We're not going to put nobody's families at risk because you won't get up out of there. Get the hell up out of there. That's what I'm going to say. I ain't going to tell you nothing different. Ain't no AKs, ain't no ARs, ain't no 7.62s, 223s, 9mm finna stop no fucking hurricane. But what about while you're going through the evacuation and the escaping, and you don't have, and you around people who don't have the resources, and you got the resources? That's when that AR, 9mm, 7.62, that's when all that come in. To stop these zombies. You better ask somebody. Black Power Conrad, go ahead and take the mic for me.
Yeah.
Or take it.
Yeah.
Pass the mic.
Yeah. That's the truth, man. That's the truth. And we got to take heed to it on every level we'll be dealing with. You know, and then on both ends, you know, the best thing about being prepared for anything is when the shit hit the fan. You know what I'm saying? It's like a getting prepared for a fighter, getting prepared for a game. You're not going to half-ass get prepared because then when the game comes, you're going to lose. And we're not, this is the price, the reward. You're not scoring no points. Our lives are on the line. Our lives, you know, that's what's being put up. You know, for money. People talk so much about money. Yeah, this is a capitalist nation, but it's lives that they trade in, human lives. And that's why when these storms hit, you know, that's the most beautiful thing, the most powerful thing about hearing the new Black Panther Party. You know, even as we look across and we see that many of us are not prepared, we know that we still have to make the precautionary measures to not only prepare ourselves, but to be ready for an event where we must help our people. You know, what's wrong with that? That's Black nationalism. You know, and you look at the new Black Panther Party, Black Cross. You know, that's powerful. But in within each and every one of us, we have that same potential. I remember doing the Black Cross broadcast, man, and it would fuck me up to the core just to hear the comrades, and I'm knowing that the comrades, they also, you know, have families that are in danger, also have lost much of what they worked so hard for because of the devastation. And then to take the time and go out and help other people, you know, is something we can't take for granted, man, being prepared. Not at a time when these motherfuckers, they are banking on us not being ready for any instance. I mean, down to when we talk about police murder, you know what I'm saying? The way that the pigs come at the people. I seen something the other day where these pigs, they was going at a brother, and one of the pigs stepped and started punching the brother in the face. And all of these brothers came onto the sidewalk, started pushing the trash can over. One brother grabbed a bottle out the trash can, started slanging it at the pig. The pigs all looked shocked. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know what to do. Even when their backup came, the backup got out with their hands up. Like, wait a minute, you know what I'm saying? But just think about that for a second. Just think about that for a second. They didn't just stand there and watch as the man, as this pig is punching his brother in the face while two other pigs is holding him. You know, there's something in us that may have been dormant, but it's coming out now. You know, that just it's a natural preparedness, and just being on this earth for so long. But we got to look at these situations and where they put our people in the aftermath, and while it's happening, but man, the aftermath. We don't even, you know, to think so far out, but man, you know, what it leaves is an already worse condition worsening. And the trauma that it puts, not just on those who are here now, but it puts trauma on generations. As the sister is talking about, storms that have happened in the 20s that have decimated these same areas that we're talking about right now. So for us to be prepared, that's a gift to ourselves that we can, it's the protection of life, it's self-preservation. Everything have a natural self-defense mechanism. That's what I'm talking about when you stand up for the people right in front of you. Now think about those people in our home. How do we stand up for those who are in our homes, who we live among, who, just like each and every one of us, could be exposed to this biological weapon in this COVID-19. Those of us that are in these regions, we're listening from in our homes, and we are in their forecasted regions. What do we do? How do we prepare those amongst us, the people we live with? You see every day when you wake up, when you go out, when you come back, we got to be honest with one another. We really do. Because there's division amongst our own loved ones. Some of us that may be married, some of us that just may be dating. And that comes from not being prepared, not being properly studied, not taking this shit seriously. And as the sister said, when you do that, those in our homes. So it doesn't matter if it's the vaccine. If you take the vaccine, as we talked about, how this thing, you know, puts people into a certain position, it makes, you know, people have an S protein that is then able to be given to somebody else up to a certain point, just like the COVID or any other virus, you know, so then you have this thinking that you know better, or you haven't done the research, or those who have been telling us, and then we go around those and expose others, those of us who are in public every day. You may work in public or whatever the case may be. It takes one time for this thing to get onto your skin, go into your pores. Remember we talked about a few nights ago how it enters the epidermis? That's what the shit does. And once you can't wipe that shit off. You can't use you can use the strongest hand sanitizer. You can do like the crack of devil Trump said, and you can put bleach. It's not going to come off. Once it is inside of your body, it enters into the bloodstream, it enters into the lungs, it enters into a lot of the different systems of the body, and when your immune system tries to respond to it, that's why people have body inflammation and things like that. That's why people have flu-like symptoms, because your lungs causes you to sneeze, causes you to cough, trying to get rid of it. Your mucus comes up. Mucus starts to surround the different organs. And you spitting up mucus because the mucus is protecting your organs from cellular damage. And that's what Dr. Stevie talks about. One of our great, you know, ancestors, and we'll say in the field of medicine, regardless of what this cracker says. Also, Dr. Layla Africa talks about it. Another one of our great medical professionals, our great healers of the black nation, May both of these great black doctors rest in power. But if you listen to them, they talk about the mucus and how it, you know, it affects in so many different ways, but they talk about it from a respiratory virus. But then we hear how it's merged with different strands of other viruses like HIV. What does HIV do? It weakens the immune system. What does the vaccine do? It weakens the immune system. What does the 5G do? It weakens the immune system. You see? So just us being prepared informationally, we can't then know, and this is the thing, when we encounter people or we're around people who make these decisions, whether it's to go out without a mask on, take the mask off, go out without no gloves on, if it's to take the vaccine, if it's to not move in a, when you are in the eye of a storm for egotistical reasons, to just say foolishly, I'm going to just stay here, when you have the capacity to move and you don't move and you're in the path of a storm, both actually and in every other way you want to look at it, spiritually and in any other way, when you remain in the path of something that is coming right at you, you get crushed. You get ran over. But when you are prepared, you're able to get to the side, get around it, get over it, get under it, and if it comes down to it, blow the whole fucking thing up and get to safety or get to where you can preserve your life, our lives. You know, we can't take these things for granted. We can't, you know, when people are dying, you know, we also know that the COVID-19, the tests, they're no good. We heard about how in Canada and America, they can't produce a COVID-19 virus to the test. So what are they testing again? It's just no matter where we look, it's just lie after lie after lie. We got to focus in on the truth. The truth is we have the ability to heal ourselves. We have long been the people who the world have come to for healing, for medicine, the African civilization, the black civilization of the world. We invented medicine. That's us and everything else. But what I'm saying is that it's in us, just like that natural, when the brothers pushed the trash can over and picked up the bottle and the pig got scared, that natural instinct to heal, but we got to have the information, and we've been given the information. We talked about elderberry, golden seal, echinacea, ginger. We talked about eucalyptus, zinc. We talked about shungite, which is a stone that protects you from radiation, which goes along with the 5G. You know, we've given sound direction and solution. You know, in the for the life saving purposes of our people, because no, we do not have a big budget to go up to every door and just interact with every. And if we did, we would do it. We would do it. That's and we have the capacity for that to be in this lifetime, to where we're able to move in such a way to we cover the whole ground. But we're not there yet. We're in a position, a critical junction. We're being prepared as individuals. We are trained as militants and revolutionaries. We do as much as we can, as long as we can, the best we can with the little that we have. And we use that as an inspirational tool to inspire others to do the same. It is not to stand on an ego. It is not to stand on a post. It is not to stand on a title. It's because we do it so people can say, that is how it looks for us to emulate, for us to take in, reach one, teach one. So then it comes back to the militant. That's a lifestyle. I mean, I would even go so far as to say, many of us think that we may understand things that we don't. So that's where the foolishness comes from. Because we're either not listening or we're not studying. And we can say whatever. But what are people doing on their free time? Are people actually looking into these things? Are they ordering a pack from you? Are we doing the best that we can? Because here we're doing the best that we can. The best that we can, we won't have no regrets. We won't have, there'll be no dissension. There'll be no issue. Are we doing the best that we can? Can you honestly say it? And if we fuck up, can you self-correct? Are you willing to self-correct? Can you take the criticism to self-correct, or will you get in your feelings and attempt, not only do you get in your feelings, but then you will even attack those who are honestly doing what we all have the capabilities to do. Like, I don't believe in, you know, everybody have the capability to protect themselves. It's your God-given right. Nobody is going to come and be able to protect every individual, so why would we even think that way? We as individuals, black people, those people who are listening to this broadcast all around the world, here in this nation, you have the ability to protect yourself, and in protection comes healing. We have the ability, and see, we say we should. Who's going to do it? Who's been doing it? That's why we say we want to hear from you, because who's been doing it? You know, we can grow echinacea. We can grow elderberry. We can grow these things. We can order them. There's many different avenues to getting it, but we got to get it, and then we got to put it in ourselves. Then there's being disciplined, because with discipline comes regimen, and when you break a regimen, when you go against a law, when you step outside of what you set up for to protect yourself, then what happens? Not only do you get caught up in it, no matter what it is, the COVID, the storm, whatever it is, but the people around you get caught up in it as well, because it then affects everybody. And literally, with this COVID-19 and this vaccine, infects, not just affects. But not only is the germ contagious, but the foolishness and the dumbassness is contagious too, because other people will do these same things. I mean, there are those who are advertising. If they're advertising, if they are taking their children to get vaccinated, and then, you know, if you're doing this, just be very clear. Like this, you put yourself in a dangerous position. Black people, we got to get out of this. It's on us, though. These damn devils will be held accountable. We're not talking about no people that can't be touched. We're not talking about people who are greater than you. We're talking about people who are less than us. Yes, we are far superior. Because you better believe it. Yes, we believe in that. Far superior. And that is why we're attacked the way that we are. That's why they manipulate these calamities and conditions. We're not talking about a people that can't, you know, that aren't beatable. They always lose. And they're losing right now. When we talk about ourselves, we talk about the greatest. It's one thing to just be great. But Muhammad Ali said he's the greatest of all time. He didn't just say he was great. Of all time, we are the greatest of all time. We have not been beaten. We're just in a war. It's a constant war. It's a war of attrition, genocide, ethnic cleansing. Those are the crimes. And these people will be held accountable. It's a weak man, a weak woman to say or to think that we're going to go on past my lifetime, and in the next lifetime, we're going to have this same situation. Ain't going to happen. America is falling. We're rising. We can identify that. We can verify that, because we've been part of the rise. It's on course. It's on the rise, on the course. It's on course. Nothing can stop it. So that means that our participation in gathering the resources that are necessary to prepare ourselves for the storm, this storm, this hurricane Ida is coming into the Gulf. I feel a way about those who may not have the capacity. You know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, but then it goes back to what we've been talking about. It's not for no reason. You know, the fact that we see so much damage done long before these storms come into play, and when these storms leave, the damage is multiplied by wicked strategies of the local state government and politicians. All these people, they utilize the conditions that these storms create after the aftermath, and then they work it on our people. Man, Thousands of black people were displaced during Hurricane America, and many it affected their family lineage. Moved all across the United States. You know what I'm saying? We have to be able to understand this because there are crimes being committed in the midst of the storm, literally. 36 hours. They say they release a public advisory 36 hours before landfall, and they release a hurricane warning 48 hours before. What can you do in 36 or 48 hours that you have not already done? That's what we're talking about. What can you really do in 36 hours before you get too tired of doing what you need to do and you got to go to sleep? What can you do in 48 hours before you get so tired that you start going back and forth with one another because of why? We're not prepared. It's a sad reality, but it's a reality for our people. How we think and complacency, and now it's just become it's become on one end for the militant. If this is you, it's become insubordination. It's become, you know, you put yourself into a position where you can't call yourself a militant or revolutionary. You damn sure can't call yourself a new Black Panther if you have taken your children to go get vaccinated or you are promoting vaccination. Do not use us for that if you're doing that or thinking of doing it. We do not support any of the wicked, demonic shit that this white man does. We go absolutely against it, and we're talking about the clear directions against these things, clear instructions. We can't force nothing on nobody. But when 100 miles an hour wind comes, they call it hurricane force wind. Don't nobody force nothing like the creator force. You know what I'm saying? Like, you talk about you can't create the destruction in your mind that America is going through just for being wicked. This is why they're in the condition that they're in. But at the same time, they design their strategies around that, and the strategies are designed to affect our people. They try to pull us into the hell that they're in. We are not going to accept that. If we are in these forecasted regions of Hurricane Ida, we have to go and get out of there. If we do not have the capacity to leave, we got the clear direction and clear instruction. Those of us that are in regions that are like in the region of Houston, it does not mean that we're, because they say it may miss, we cannot trust anything that these people say at all. We need to be just as prepared, because if it turns out that it doesn't, then now our people have somebody to come and help them. Why we don't think like that more often? Yes, it's about your individual preparedness. We also have to think about those who just don't got it, cannot do it, because the way that these people operate, they know about these storms long before they've even deleted storms off the track. Oh my God, these people have deleted storms. They deleted storms off of the tracker and added them back on. They manipulate every situation leading up to it. In every situation after, we are in control. If we're in control, they can't manipulate. You can only manipulate somebody's hand if they let you grab them. You're not going to just let anybody pull on you. You're going to whoop their ass. It's the same shit. It's the same situation. If you got to think about it like that, it's the same situation. We cannot let these people be in control. They're only able to manipulate when they feel as though they have some control. So we have to take full control of our livelihood, which is self-preparation, preservation, self-defense. For those that are in these forecasted areas, Louisiana, or it could be way over in Alabama. I mean, I earlier said all the way to Florida. You see, so we want you to press number one. We want to hear. We're going to, you know, come back with more information on how we can keep. You know how I get, man, Sister Crystal, because it's like I'm looking at it from a distance. Like what she said, I'm getting secondhand information, but I'm also seeing the comrades in rafts in the water. I'm seeing folks you know, whole parking lots drowned. And I'm sitting back wishing it was something that I could do more than just what I was doing. That's a feeling. It's a terrible feeling, but at least I was doing something. You know what I'm saying? Now imagine if you have the capacity, but you choose to do nothing. Do you even feel anything? I can't imagine that somebody who has that mentality as black people, or the black person had that mentality, you have to be a cold-hearted ass black devil, like Taharka Bay or somebody, like a cold-hearted ass black devil, to just sit back and watch. You don't do anything for those, and you're okay. You can, when you have the capacity to do, you have more than you have for yourself and your family. You have surplus you can help, but then also don't become somebody who can help, and don't let nobody manipulate your capacity to help. It's real. It's just real. Because people will manipulate those who are just doing what should be done. You can say, oh, that's just that person's personality, or that's just how they are, sweet as gold, whatever. But don't be so sweet that somebody can manipulate. And don't be so up in arms about yourself and egotistical that you're not willing to help because it's all about you. And everything has to be balanced. We're going to help, but we are not going to be made to feel bad or made to feel if we don't do enough. You don't let people do that to you, eat at you. We honest with ourselves. We can be honest with one another. Lay it on out. Because we can only do the things that we can do for those in our households and those in our lives. Then that extends into our city. That is how we gain the respect and credibility of the people in the war for the hearts and minds of the people. That's what makes us a militant. That's what makes us militant. Once we are able to do that and able to provide services to our communities, then we see that our people know now that it's a must that we emulate that, we replicate that. And when we see the rise of these programs and, you know, like here in the new Black Panther Party, what happens then is that we see it go into the state and extend into the region. And we take it back nationally and internationally as well. But it starts us and each individual, each and every African. It starts with you. You got to be the one to make the decision to say, I'm going to get prepared. And when you get prepared, stay prepared. Don't get a lot of people have gotten comfortable. How can you be comfortable in the midst of a biological winter? You had talked about Chernobyl the other night, Sister Crystal, about the military lab or the bio research lab that blew up in Chernobyl, and it had all these chemicals and toxins, and, you know, for years they've been going in there with radiation devices, and people stay out of there. I mean, nobody is allowed in Chernobyl. Now, here you have America that has released the virus and is telling you what? Oh, it's okay. Don't put no mask on. We're vaccinated in here. No need for you to wear a mask unless you're not vaccinated,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, telling you to take your kids back to school. Hold on, turn the music on. Send your kids back to school knowing it's a virus. They're not sending your kids back to school because they care about you. They worry about their money, how much money they've been losing, because they make $3,000 a day from a kid being in school. That's how much they make per day. They worry about the dollar. They don't care about the life of your child. They care about how much money they're going to make. $3,000 a day. You know how much money they've been losing with millions of kids out of school? This is what's been crippling America. There's certain institutions that are key to their bankroll. It's not this, oh, shit. Damn. I'm driving a...
Okay,
I'm driving a Hootie. Driving a hoopie. Damn, I hit my turn. Driving a hoopie, yo.
You know, in California, they call it a scraper.
A scraper? I don't know what you're dragging, motherfucker. I'm going to call it. Please, man, let me make it to the next stop. And hurry, I'm going to get out this bad boy. Damn, it's my first time driving this bad boy. It needs some attention. Some serious attention. But anyway, I'm just saying the part about the whole point of you is you better protect your own self. Don't be no fool. Seriously. Damn, these stores is packed. What they know, we don't know. Oh, yeah. Everybody trying to get their supplies together. Yep.
Right.
And get it together, folks. Don't get caught slipping. If you caught slipping and right about now, it's on your own damn fault. Because right now, it's no secret. And there's too much information going on. Yeah. So, all right, let me run off in here. I'm going to go back on phones. Black Power.
Black Power, that's the attack on our children, you know. We got to look at that. If all those listening on the line, we want to hear what you have to say. Press the number one. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to hear from those that are in the pathway of this storm as well as those who just have a question and comment. You know, maybe you want to ask a question on some information that we've talked about with this COVID-19, or you want to get more information on Black preparedness. But again, you know what I'm saying? Clear direction. It's going out. Now, the sister mentioned, you know, these schools, and I've long advocated that, you know, we just as a collective on this broadcast and in the way that we operate the New Black Panther Party, that we have homeschooled long before, you know, this COVID pandemic was released upon our people. But, you know, even more to that, you know, one of the first institutions to open back up was the school. And we had to take that into consideration. You know, these people are in no rush to educate so-called, you know, Black children. And in fact, you know, we have to do more research on this because, you know, I'm hearing reports also that in South Carolina, they are vaccinating children in the schools without telling the parents that they're doing it. So they're actually tricking children, innocent children, and jabbing them with this vaccine and then not telling the parents. I'm hearing reports coming out of South Carolina. And that's something we have to do more research into. But, we, you know, come on, family. We know the odds of that being 100% true because we know how wicked these people are. You know, I mean, that's a very, very harsh and, you know, cold reality. Now, then we have to look at the fact that, you know, you have a whole big school. And in every part of the school, on every surface, every walk rail, they have a playground, all of the equipment, every door handle, every keyboard, every tablet screen, everything is able to be infected and therefore able to pass transmission. So it's a situation that we have to look at on a broad scope because while the children are in these facilities, these institutions, you know, they are at risk of being, you know, I mean, we have, what, hundreds of children at some school. Thousands. I went to a school one time with 4,000 children. Thousands of children in some schools, right? We've seen the pictures from the reports of them putting little plastic tents around the children at these schools. And we are still seeing many children becoming sick coming out of these schools, and we wonder in which or how many of those cases of those children's parents took them to get the vaccine, or even if they didn't. You know, for our children, you know, this is a very deadly situation. We find that, you know, most of us who were working before this COVID broke, you know, got laid off. Many of us have went back to work. You know, we still have to feed ourselves. We still have to, you know, provide, you know, the necessary things to build our families, right? We still got to make money, right? So many of those as a solution, many of us as a solution have begun, many of you have begun to take our natural talents and to work them into how we're going to get paid, how we're going to make our own money, start our own black businesses. So, you know, that allows for us to spend more time with our families and be able to, if not, you know, be a participant, a strong participant, or to, we have also brought on this broadcast, we talked about black online, black African-centered educational institutions. Online, that the children can go to online. You know, so nothing that we've said, we've not done our very best to give a clear direction, a solution to, it's up to us to make the decision or whether we're going to take that in and use it as a solution for ourselves. I mean, it's all about self-preservation. How can we preserve the lives of our children, right? So in our, you know, frustration of constantly being in the position of crab in a barrel and always feeling as though you can't get it, you know, can't seem to make it past the this pay grade or that pay grade, living paycheck to paycheck, you know, and it's all based on the oppression and genocide and ethnic cleansing now that has been continued onto our people. And then these people say, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, you know what I'm saying, work just a little bit harder, and all these other crazy, you know, things that the white man says, right? But we got to know one thing is for sure. We have the ability to not only, as we discussed, preserve ourselves and self-preservation and self-defense, to heal ourselves, but as well to provide for ourselves. We do not need these people. You know, if we didn't send our children to school, and Sister Crystal talked about the money that they make in these schools, the same as it is in the prison, and then they release reports that have gone on record where they talk about how they predict that this many black children at this time in their schooling will be subjected to being incarcerated or whatnot. I mean, these are statistics that they use when they release these public or these mandates that we've seen, these vaccine mandates that we've seen predominantly in the black community. This is the same information they use, you know, to manipulate these, the aftermath of these storms. And in particular, we talk about, we're talking about Hurricane Ida that is in the Gulf and is due to make landfall in Louisiana on Sunday. And we talk about, you know, the devastation that could come from that and that, you know, the wind and the damage and the rain and the flooding and, you know, where it could put our people when it's all said and done, when the storm is dissipated, it's not over. It's not over. And it's up to us as a people to make the proper black nation preparedness so we can be ready for this. You know, I think that we have to really understand how important it is to value our lives, the highest value possible. You know, they have gone so low as to offering people beer and offering people, you know, joints and offering folks hot dogs and free car washes to come and get a vaccine. There are reports of, you know, these people that are going in there. There's a report coming out of North Carolina of reports of people in suits, you know, white folks in suits, going to folks' doors, knocking on the doors, and sticking them with the vaccine. Or people coming to folks' doors. There's been reports of folks coming to people's door and asking them if they've taken the vaccine or not. Why would they need to know that? Why would they need to come? If this is, if you know, America says you have informed consent, you have the right, which means that before I consent to, you know, somebody sticking or injecting me with something, I have the informed consent, you know, which means that I have the right to be informed of all of the data, all the information, ingredients, processes, scientific avenues taken, channels, institutions, and everybody that's a part of whatever it is that you're going to stick in me or give me as a pill to swallow down my throat. That's informed consent. Now, we read yesterday of the letter that we told everybody to go to doctors for bioethics, and they talk about and they give a document of informed consent that asks 10 questions that the doctor or the nurse practitioner, whoever it is trying to get that shot, is going to have to answer, you know what I'm saying, based on different laws and statutes that have been set up. So these things exist, but there's historical proof, there's current proof of black people being forcefully injected. Why would they need to come to the doors of individuals and ask them if they have not or if they have been vaccinated? It's not the damn census. You know them census people come to the door and they want you to fill out a wish your household income. What do you think families that they use? Real question. What do you think they use that information to do? You know, where does that data go and what do they put that data into and then what do they do with it? They seem, it's very clear to us that they use that information and that data as they are when they're releasing these vaccine mandates in predominantly black communities. We see them as they set up the gentrification. They do it through the data that they collect from the census. So, again, why are they coming to folks' doors, the reports coming out, and them asking folks if they have taken the vaccine or if they have not taken the vaccine? Now, put that into consideration with the fact that for 20 years, and we talked about the fall of the decline of the dollar, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, then we read into it about the petrodollar, the Bretton Woods Conference, then the petrodollar and the fall of that, the agreement with Saudi Arabia for America to provide weapons and protection and defense, and that if you wanted to get oil, you would have to convert your currency into the American dollar. And then we talked about last night, it's all connected with brother Thursday with Brother Eugene, and we talked about inflation and what it does when you overproduce, what happens to a nation. You know what I'm saying? It crashes, it folds, and then you have the people who are the most affected are the consumers. It is not the people who are prepared and self-sufficient. Many times they don't even feel it, right? But they also attack farmers, agriculturalists, and people in that field, black folks specifically. So when we look at the whole of it, when we look at everything put together, you have these people, they've been at war for 20 years, and add this with the fact that they're knocking on folks' door asking if they have or have not taken the vaccine. You have folks that have been at war in Afghanistan for 2 decades now and a few years, and they've been over there, and they have been protecting American interests, protecting American capitalism, and they have been committing acts of ethnic cleansing and genocide. It's the truth. Just take it because you know it's the truth. We have seen example after example of when the pigs murder our people. We've seen that many of these pigs have been in the military, have military experience in this same war. And now you have these people coming back, these proud white boys, these proud white women, and some of these niggas too. And where are they going to take their experience and what has been their experience? Give them that experience. Because they ain't been over there building no fucking bicycles. They ain't been over there rebuilding the region. They've been doing the exact opposite. They've been destroying infrastructure, murdering children, and pillaging land. And the only experience you gain from that is the experience and experiences and strategies and tactics of war. Now that these people are returning, these proud white men and proud white women and some of these niggas, what force or job is that experience most applied to, could work best with? being a pig. Being you coming, you join the police force. Because you go from being the international, a part of the international military arm, into being part of the domestic or the local military arm. And then it will not be unidentifiable people in suits coming to the doors asking folks if they have, if they haven't taken a vaccine. It's going to be folks in local badges and United States Army and National Guard. That's who it's going to be. That's who it's always been. The United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Disease in Fort Detrick, they helped to create this virus. So the Army is already involved. So we think it, that's why we say no fear should come from this, because we know that it's credible information. Why would you fear that? Okay, so what? They can try as hard as they want to. They will lose. They are losing. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't know and apply it into our preparation. That means you should be ready to defend yourself and the life of your children at the drop of a dime and the flash of a second, as quick as it takes for them every time to release the bullets from their weapons, as quick as we need to respond to them if they pull a tactic like that, a really win. Because why else would they be knocking on folks' doors? Again, reports out of North Carolina asking people if they have or have not taken the COVID vaccine. Again, it is historic. This is long gone on. It's always been, well, not always, try not to say that. As long as we have been dealing with this wicked caveman and cave bitch, and for the 500 years that they have been having captured black people and Africans and used them for free labor and to build up this wicked nation, there has been medical experimentation. There has been forced inoculation, vaccination. There has been real physical lynching some trees. And there has been medical lynchings as well. That is the truth. So how can we trust these people? We need to constantly go over this information so that we know better. And for those, some of us, we need to bring those we've been telling and telling over again, bring them to the information. Let them hear it for themselves. You go produce the information, and you present it to them better, even better. Sister Dr. Joy LaRue, who you know, coined the term in the study of post-traumatic slave syndrome, but, of course, that trauma that we face, that's what it is. The sister has done great work with the scientific theory, and the scientific statement has done great work and revealed great things with it, right? Very powerful sister when she presents the information. And then we know of the sister, the sister Harriet Washington, who wrote the book Medical Apartheid, and they both talk about the historical atrocities that have taken place and the things that are still going on today. If it is not in the medical industry, right here, right now, where we, you know, operate every day. And right now we have a storm that is in the Gulf, Hurricane Ida, that's moving into the Gulf, has moved into the Gulf and has made landfall in Cuba and is coming toward the areas that we mentioned, these regions in Louisiana and New Orleans and the surrounding parishes. And even we should be prepared in Houston, and we should be prepared in the whole region. From the Texas Gulf all the way to Florida, it says, Alabama and Florida. We must be prepared. If we're not prepared, get prepared. You know, we got to be ready to defend ourselves, and we got to be ready to move out and help those who need our assistance as well. I mean, that is the whole point of being a nation. That's why we say Black Nation Preparedness, the individual, the family, the community, and the nation. That's what it's all about, family. I want to play a brief clip of Dr. Joy LaRue and Sister Harriet Washington. Both of them, Joy LaRue talks about, you know, these wicked doctors and how they, you know, historically operated on black women and black children, and, you know, what that means today. And the Sister Harriet Washington talks about more recent cases of medical apartheid. And when we say more recent, all of this is recent. All of it is recent because it's still happening today. So we'll listen to that. We'll come back to this broadcast, family. Check this out.
And it was J. Marion Sims. I won't spend a lot of time with him. He's another figure. You can Google him. There's a statue, actually, of him in Central Park. And J. Marion Sims was an individual credited. He was the father of modern gynecology. How many women in here know what a vaginal speculum is? And for those men in the room that we lost, a vaginal speculum is a device designed to open up the vagina. It was considered one of the most important advancements in medicine that was made. He was credited as being the wealthiest physician to have ever lived. And what's interesting about him, you know, look at the medals pinned on him. I was just very curious about how it was they regarded this man, because no one ever really looked at how did he come up with that vaginal speculum. The way he did it was he actually worked on did experiments on unanesthetized slave women. He created a makeshift hospital in his backyard in the mid-1800s. He built the first vaginal speculum from a pewter spoon. And he reasoned that slave women were able to bear great pain, meaning we don't need any anesthesia, because their race made them more durable and thus they were well suited for painful medical experimentation. We didn't even, you know, because we didn't feel like other women could feel. This man would cut into them, and just said, well, since they're black, they don't really feel it. Unbelievable. And more importantly is what he did to infants, because not only did he experiment on women, he also experimented on infants. He said that black infants suffered from something he called trimus nascentium, which is now commonly referred to as neonatal tetanus. Neonatal tetanus originates in horse manure, which was the likely cause of the disease in slave infants. He attributed it to the indecency and intellectual flaws of slave infants, together with skull malformations at birth. That is a shoemaker's awl, and that's the 1800s shoemaker's awl. He would stick that into the heads of brand new infants in an effort to realign their skulls based on the indecency and intellectual flaws of their parents to treat the malady. Of course, it was 100% death rate. But that's what he would stick in the head of a baby at birth. And so these are things that are so horrific that you can't possibly wrap your head around it. And this man is, I mean, just Google him. And I think to myself, if I were up here in front of you right now, and this is going to become very important as I move into the other slides. If I stomped a puppy to death out here, up here, just a little puppy, and stomped it right here to death in front of you, most of you would need therapy. And I would be arrested probably faster than killing a black man for killing a puppy. How could you do that? Do you realize how much dissonance you have to remove in order to stick that into the brain of a child? More importantly, the child can no longer be human. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The reason why he could do it is they weren't human. They didn't even feel pain. That's what this man believed. Now, you may look at that and go, those are horrific things from the past. There's a book out right now, Not Table Reading. It's called Medical Apartheid. This is written by Harriet Washington, came out last year. This book chronicles the experimentation on black people up to contemporary day. See, we want to look at the Tuskegee experiments. We want to look at Sims and go, oh, that just still going on. Implicated, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, because we weren't what?
Black cadavers.
Human.
Lying on tables at the Medical College of Georgia. And what's interesting is that if you look at the men in the anatomical dissection photograph, they're looking right at the camera. They're well-dressed. They're wearing ties and shirts and vests. This is because these photographs were sort of a class portrait, sort of a rite of passage for medical students. When you look at the photos of lynching scenes, you see the same thing. You see well-dressed white people looking very unselfconsciously at the camera, sometimes very jubilantly, and the bodies were disposed of similarly. Medical students would take souvenirs from the bodies. They take pieces of skin. They take organs. That's what happened to lynch bodies as well. Bits of skin, organs, hair could be bought and sold in general stores in the areas where people were lynched. There's a very striking resemblance. I'm not entirely sure what it means, except that when black people saw black bodies on dissection tables, I think it stirred up some very powerful emotions, quite aside from the idea of bodies being stolen. Through all the incidents of racial research I found, there are quite a few themes, but some of the more important ones are, just as in the antebellum period, the same thing happens today. There are economic advantages to these biological beliefs about blacks. There's also a perversion of science to serve non-scientific ends. What this means is that you have these beliefs about black people which are not logical. You can't both say that they're imperfect and that they're more hardy and stronger than whites. But what happens is white people would subscribe to whatever belief would enable them to do what they wanted to do at that period. And display is a form of abusive research. As I have found out about some of these researches, I've sometimes been challenged when I called them secret, because people will say, well, how can you say it's secret if you said you read it in a medical journal? And I want them to consider the definition of what a secret is. Marcel Pagnol pointed out that a secret is not something unrevealed, but told privately in a whisper. And that's exactly what happened. Everyday people didn't know about this. Black people didn't know about this. But anyone who could read a medical journal would know about this. But who read medical journals? You had to be, first of all, literate in English. And as we know, black literacy has been very vigorously suppressed during most of our history. You had to be able to find the journal. Even today, go to a medical school and try to walk into the library. You know, you may not get in. Medical libraries very strictly control who has access to them. And then, should you find a research journal and read it, even if you yourself are college educated, very literate, it's jargon, it's impenetrable. Very intelligent, very well-educated people will read a medical journal and have no idea what they're reading. But other physicians know, other researchers know. And also the accounts are bulletinized, by which I mean, one, the researcher who wrote in the journal didn't tell everything. He didn't tell the things that put him in a bad light. He might have talked about technical aspects of the research. He might have talked about the advances he made. He didn't have to say that he was working on a slave person because, frankly, in certain periods, that was assumed. Another really important question in doing this sort of research is, I'm often asked, well, how can you judge people who acted in the past on the basis of our morals today? We're so much more advanced today. We have a moral framework, ethical framework. We have laws. These things could never happen today. And we can't judge the people back then because they were only doing the best they knew. Well, not really, because the historical facts don't bear this out. You know, there were rules. They weren't government rules, but there were rules by medical societies and by, you know, just medical fraternities about what you did and didn't do to your patients, except in the case of blacks. And then they were routinely flouted. And then, too, physicians and some whites, you know, avoid it. Black children have not been spared the very, very worst abuses. In Dr. Sims' time, 19th century, we find that a lot of it was impromptu. A physician would want to demonstrate to his class, to his students, how to do a castration, and would simply perform one on a young black boy. Same thing for a trepanation, which is the boring of holes in the skull. In 1969, actually, right here in Baltimore, a researcher affiliated with Johns Hopkins devised genetic experiments. He would look at boys with XYY complement to see if they were prone to violence. But for some reason, he chose 85% black boys for this. Now, this research could have stigmatized them as born criminals. And what I find most chilling about that is just in 1995 in New York City, There was also genetic research that could have stigmatized black boys as criminal and violence prone. But this was performed by giving them fenfluramine. Now, fenfluramine was half of that toxic fen-phen weight loss drug combination. It sickened and killed some adult women, but they decided to give it to children, but only black boys. I saw the protocol, and white boys were excluded. In my chapter on bioterrorism, I venture into something that sounds really like sci-fi territory. It's very difficult to believe, but the protocols and the research are all there. There are very good records. Basically, what's happened is that the U.S. government has been among the agents that has exposed people in black communities to biological agents, such as, we've had mosquitoes who were, Anopheles mosquitoes who were transmitting malaria, agents that transmitted yellow fever, all sent over black communities to see whether people would sicken, and indeed they did. In one community, in Carver Village, death from whooping cough rose like 20% within a two-year period. And the idea behind this was to see whether the U.S. government could use these biologicals as weapons in a war against the Soviet Union. And once again, we have a very chilling recent parallel. Just a few years ago, the trial of Dr. Wouter Bassan ended. Dr. Wouter Bassan was a Johannesburg doctor who was the number three medical man in South Africa under apartheid. His initiative was to develop weapons that would preferentially cripple and kill black people. He was charged with the murder of hundreds and hundreds of South African and black Namibian soldiers. And after a very long trial, he was found innocent, even though all of his white deputies testified against him consistently about the crimes they committed together. Some of these scientists included U.S. scientists such as Dr. Larry Ford and others who I can't name because they're quite litigious. And the fact that Wouter Bassan was found innocent, unfortunately, means that it's very difficult to write about this without perhaps facing a libel suit. But it's chilling, and I think it shows that we are not yet shed of some of the animus
of abuse, I think one could call it, was the forcible sterilization of poor women, including many African American women, that started, I guess, back in the 30s, far?
It began before that.
Really?
You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that the eugenics movement that we credit Nazi Germany with is something that actually began in this country. By 1910, 1915...
Which is basically, try not to get the degenerate groups, the lesser groups that we don't want to propagate, let's try not to get them to reproduce. Right.
Right. That was called negative eugenics. You know, you take people who you decide are not worthy of reproducing, and you keep them from reproducing, and thereby you believe that you can improve the gene pool, therefore improving both the health and the social conditions. It's nonsense, of course, but it's a myth that many scientists clung to. And in this country, it was largely pockets of poor women, but also it was racially driven. There were huge numbers of African-American women who were sterilized without their knowledge or consent. And it didn't, although the popular term for it is Mississippi appendectomy, because often the women were told you're going to have an appendectomy or your gallstone removal or some kind of innocuous abdominal surgery. And then while they were under, the surgeon would remove their uterus, remove their ovaries. So, but it also happened on the West Coast. It happened in Boston. It happened here in New York City. It was very prevalent, and there were huge numbers of black women had their fertility stolen.
What kinds of precautionary steps do you feel still need to be taken to make sure that these kinds of abuses are not repeated today?
The first thing that we have to do is roll back this erosion of informed consent. We've got to make sure informed consent is not taken off the table. People have a right to say yes or no to medical research. If you take that from people, you can never expect them to trust the system. That's the first thing that has to be done. And then the other thing we have to do is we have a different type of adult
Black Power family, Black Power. You heard from the great doctor, the good doctor Joy LaRue, and also the sister, the author who wrote the book Medical Apartheid, the sister Harriet Washington, and both of them gave different, historical aspects of medical apartheid and medical abuse. But as we open up the broadcast at the top of the hour, we have been talking about Black Nation preparedness and giving clear direction in the midst of the storm and the constant war. And, you know, now we talk specifically about Hurricane Ida that's moving through the Gulf. It made landfall in Cuba as a Category 1, but is expected to make landfall in Louisiana Sunday as a Category 4. So we have to look at this, you know, understanding that both ends, we cannot. I got a report of the, you know, the mayor in New Orleans telling folks, don't evacuate. Do not listen to that. You know, we are telling people that they have the capacity to get out of the area of a catastrophe, to get out of the area of catastrophe. Get out of the path. Clear direction. Do not listen to these devils, these crackers, or the Black Death. Come on, family. Let's trust in ourselves and know that we know how to protect ourselves and save ourselves. Let's not take this information for granted, and let's not play with Mother Nature for damn sure, because we see how that goes time and time again. Those that continue to listen to this broadcast, we tell those in the area of this storm to evacuate if you have the capacity to evacuate. If not, we are giving clear direction on what to do in the case that you have to stay in the pathway. And, of course, you know, just moving forward, we'll see how we continue this broadcast and make sure that we continue to give updated information and hear from those who are actually in a pathway of this storm if possible. So, you know, as this broadcast continues here every night on New Black Panther Party Radio, you can call into this broadcast every night, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 Pacific at 718-664-6398 every night here on New Black Panther Party Radio. We'll continue to update you on the information, and as the storm makes landfall, of course, that will be what we will be discussing on this broadcast and seeing how we can even extend it for a longer time. And we say to all of our people, you got to protect yourself, family. We love you. The only reason we're saying the things that we're saying and so passionate about the things that we're saying is because we love you so much. Listen here, New Black Panther Party Radio every night. Visit our national website, nbpp.org. Join the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. You can send a donation to the New Black Panther Party. Support the Black Cross. You know, support the initiative that has gone into effect, has really been in effect, but this is a Black Cross alert. Support the New Black Panther Party. Those are your brothers and sisters who stand up for us and provide the services and provide, you know, things that are necessary for us to survive a disaster relief. And the humanitarian arm of the New Black Panther Party, you can support us by sending the donation through Cash App Black Power Dollar Family. Tune in Black with us tomorrow night. We'll continue on with this broadcast. We'll continue to give you updates on a storm that of our family. Stay safe. Black people, get out of the path. If you're in the way of this, we're going to check back in with you and make sure you are right, brothers and sisters. Black Power.
Here we are. Yeah. This one right here is for the people.
Egyptian mummies on a flag or a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But there's animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a cocky pants and all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I see all the gold and see all the scrolls and even the bird bones. So
Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see, and that's all I will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. All I'm on the climb is where them two can defeat, and them could I never clown. A spiritual DNA that lives in my soul, and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Savali, patience. That's what the old folks told me. Can you give a that? Discovering the world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. It gets no realer.
We born not knowing. Are we born knowing all? We growing wiser. Are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flooded. You went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round. If the shit changed again, everybody would have stopped love. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to seek of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Scholars teach in universities and claim like they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze, and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows, even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. Scared of the truth. Be patient for now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it, try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres.